Well, some of them insects is harmless and some of them does damage. If you got a nice grass yard, you let them old chinch bugs in, get in there, they'll make brown spots in and kill it out.
Oh yeah.
They'll do that.
What about those old things with the long rear legs, you know? You see them, they can jump pretty good bit.
Grasshopper?
Oh yeah. Have a lot of those around here?
Some of the springs will do. Sometimes people have to poison them, get shut them in the cotton, keep them eating it up with the corn.
Yeah.
Sometimes, just generally in these creek bottoms, those bottoms, there's some creek and brushy and such like. Evil. I've seen time we had to poison around the turn roads, stop them from eating up the crop. It's not every year, but once in a while they come and do that way.
Have you ever heard anybody call a grasshopper a hopper grass?
Yeah, I've called a hopper grasses.
Who would be likely to say that? What kind of person?
Well, old boys in school used to call them hopper grasses.
Oh, I see. You know these things that will sometimes gather in the corner of your ceilings and you have to get a broom to get them out of there?
You mean them old yellow jackets?
No, these are, it's not anything alive. It's just stuff that gathers there, you know? It's kind of like dust, but it'll get right in the corner of your ceiling.
Spider webs?
Oh, yeah. Now, is that the same thing that you might see outside between a couple of bushes or something like that?
Sometimes. Sometimes you see them out there, but spider webs, they're mostly in the house around the edges of it like that, yonder, hanging under there. Because rule wherever you see that, there's some spiders around there somewhere, or had been anyhow. Or it won't be there, because they make them webs, they spin them.
I see.
Themselves. And they can walk on them. If a fly gets in, will stick, they go out there and eat it then. Mosquitoes and bugs of that kind.
I see.
Catch them.
Well, do you have any kind of plants or vines or things like that that if you get into it, get it on your skin, it'll make your skin itch real bad?
Yes, we have the thing called a bull nettle here. It'll grow up waist high. If you run into that, you'll think you're going to die for a while. It'll sting so bad. Make your skin swell up and all that sort of stuff, sore the next day. Then we have the, what they call a poison ivy. That's the vine, grows in trees and bushes and things. You let that get on you, it'll break out a rash. And you generally have to go to the doctor to get shut of it. Or poison ivy.
I see.
I'm going to poison oak. That's right.
Have you ever heard of any kind of bush around here called a shoemake?
Oh yeah, lots of it along the creek bottom, on sand hills along the creek bottom, called a shoemake bush.
What does it look like?
It kind of looks like, sort of like these old wild mulberries, sort of, only it don't grow as big. It grows a burr on it, what's called a burr, a head, like maize head, something that kind, got them shoemake berries in there. You can get it, you can take them things, shell them, dry them and shell them out. You can take them then and grind them up in some kind of old grinding mill by hand. Then you can take them and pick those holes out of them, make them into a dough.